Kai Cenat has set new recent records with an incredible 100,000 subscribers on Twitch. This is an insane achievement for any creator. But is it overshadowed by Twitch's recent announcement? And how did Twitch cost Kai Cenat $1 million? Well, that's what we're talking about today. I'm Devin Nash. I own Novo. It's a creative marketing agency that works with brands and influencers. And I am fascinated by marketing. My latest obsession has been this new kid on the block, Kai Cenat, and how in such a short amount of time, he has just dominated Twitch as one of the fastest growing creators ever. We're going to talk a little bit about that today. We're talking a little bit about how they lost how he might have lost $1 million. We're going to get into it. So background time, Kai Cenat is a recent up and coming streamer. And I say recent, I really mean recent. Like if you take a look at his broadcast, this is like really where he popped off doing some collaborations with another streamer named Aiden Ross. And just over the past like couple of months, he has just absolutely blown up. You can like go see over here where like he was still like doing pretty well, but just over this past like couple of months, he has just absolutely popped off with this huge stream here, 175,000 maximum viewers, celebrating the 100,000 subscriber count of his stream, which absolutely just incredible. Achievement. Awesome stuff. So I'm gonna make a whole nother video about why this guy is succeeding so hard. He's just amazingly consistent, super innovative, really like playing the game at a very high level. It's super cool to see. So that's background number one. You know who Kai Cenat is, and you know he has 100,000 subs. Pretty incredible number. Actually, if we just do the math on that, we assume that he was making $3.5 a sub, which would be 70%. He's making $350,000 a month or $4.2 million a year. Woo! That's pretty crazy, right? Insane. So background number two is we recently just got this great announcement from Twitch that says that they're changing subscription revenue shares for people that are making $100,000 or more off of subscribers alone. And you can see that on my Twitter, which I've been ranting like crazy on Twitter here, that the 100,000 number was about 29% less revenue per subscriber after reaching $100,000 a year. And other than that, no other Twitch streamer will be affected. But this does affect Kai because he would be moving next year to a 50-50 split rather than a 70-30. That's even assuming he has a 70-30 now. He's a relatively new broadcaster, so I'm not even sure he's on that deal. So there's a lot of stuff we want to talk about here, right? How's Kai losing $1 million? Let's talk about that real quick, right? Talk about the video. So I posted this tweet here, which says, with 100,000 subs, Kai Cenat will lose $1,071,440 in 2023 just from Twitch's sub split changes. You may ask how, and I will paste some boring math for you on the notepad because I don't want to explain it. There you go. Bam. All right, check my math, nerds. I know you will. All right, 1.171440, big number out of the 4.2 he would otherwise have made. Twitch needs to put every creator at 70-30 split, no matter what it takes. Creators like Kai are the most innovative in the game and deserve to be fairly rewarded for it. You shouldn't get to take 20-50% of someone's income just for being a platform. And any other business model, this is an insane notion. Twitch was taking more than any other major platform. If they don't change direction, the next streamer's rise to the top will not be on Twitch. So I'm a big firm believer in what I said, and I think we need to kind of go through all of the problems of this and sort of just like the discussion around like creators like Kai. And you might think, okay, well, like Kai is a bazillionaire. Who cares, right? Like he makes $4 million versus $3 million. It takes away from a lot of the discussion to say things like that. And I'm going to push back in some of the concerns I've seen against this tweet and just in general, because so you have to keep in mind that every broadcaster that like streams on Twitch, they don't stream with an idea of who they are right now, right? So they don't stream with the idea of like, I'm going to be 10 viewers in like 20 years. No, they stream with the objective of being Kai Cenat, right? They stream with the objective of being XQC or being one of these huge broadcasters. So when you take away from the top broadcasters, you're also taking away from the dream of success that every creator has. So that's number one. And number two is there's actually kind of a hidden thing within this announcement that a lot of people haven't talked about, which is that there were a lot of opportunities for smaller creators to get the 70-30 split. And they say in no uncertain terms that that entire deal is going away. So what I mean by that is in 2018, there was this tweet by Commander Root, who's a stat collector for Twitch, very, very reliable tweet, that says, hey, back in 2018, 21% of people had a non-default contract, suggesting that it was 70-30 or better. So 15% of the total contracts for partners on Twitch were 70-30 at least, right? And then a 6% that were totally custom. So probably 70-30 with a cash component. But nowadays, those contracts are actually less than 1%, right, of the partner contracts. So Twitch has, the real story here is that it does affect creators because Twitch is slowly pushing the 70-30 revenue split out entirely, only giving it to absolute top creators and then punishing those top creators for it. So that's the real story here. You want to, like, a lot of people are saying to me, yo, Kai's a millionaire, like, who cares? First of all, like, I don't think that's good because, again, there's, like, we envision ourselves to be the success, and you have to really think about, if you're building a brand, you have to really think about how you're building your brand for a 2-year, 3-year, 4-year, 5-year run. And if a platform is moving subscription prices up when other platforms are moving them down, for example, Facebook offering 100% of its revenue to creators to like 2024, and YouTube moving its split, not even moving, having its splits to 70-30, you really have to compare the base product offering, okay? So there's about 3 things that we want to like really accomplish here that like we're going to try to talk about in, where did my notepad go? I almost make a new one. It's the great thing about notepads. Okay, so there's like really like 3 things that I want to like talk about here. I want to talk about why all creators on Twitch should earn a 70-30 split. And I also want to talk about why the product offering, so like the actual core, the core product offering of subscribing on Twitch is unfair at 50-50, even considering things like Twitch Prime. And I also want to talk about opportunity cost, which means the cost of making your brand on Twitch versus another platform right now. And you might see that, like, I've made some tweets about, we had this graphic, which got stolen by a lot of people. I've learned that I need to, like, put my social on here. Like, all of a sudden, I just saw this graphic everywhere, okay? I invented this graphic. Specifically, our team invented this graphic, okay? So, it shows where, like, how much creators take home for every $100 earned. And some people, like, rightfully pointed out, well, look, like, Patreon's not the same product offering as, like, Twitch, but YouTube and Patreon and Twitch can be described, like, directly. We'll get to that in a minute. But this is, like, kind of the premises of what we're starting off with, right? Because we've gotten a lot of pushback. So I think the first thing to talk about here is that the product offering of Twitch is kind of inherently unfair at 50-50. And a lot of people have brought up, even in this blog post, that Twitch Prime accounts for like an extra percentage of revenue. So they say, Twitch says that Prime increases your effective revenue share by approximately 15% to about 65% total. So actually this is true. As far as we know, like we've looked into tons of data on this and we have found that the average across like the website seems to be about like 15% of your subscribers end up being Prime subs. For people that don't know, Twitch Prime is like a service where if you have a Amazon Prime account, you can subscribe via Twitch Prime, and you can like just basically give a subscription to someone for free. Cool, right? So that seems really neat, and I think Twitch Prime, like the real story here, is a lot of people coming at me and saying, "Well, Twitch Prime is like this offering that like makes it worth it to be on a 50-50 split," and that's not true. let me tell you why. Okay, so you have to consider what the base product offering of Twitch is, okay? So a lot of people, the big mistake they make is they think that Twitch is a platform, right, that is going to help you succeed or help you, like, create. And when you go to Twitch and you start streaming, there's an implicit idea that you are going to become successful and grow via Twitch. But that's not actually true, because Twitch doesn't lend to your discovery, right? So Twitch doesn't help people find you unless you're in the top like 0.05% of streamers. So for someone like Kai Sennett, at the level that he's at now, he's going to get discovered on Twitch. So, and you can see that in the stats, right? Like he did, so, like previously back here, he's got like, he's still like killing it in terms of viewership. When he started doing his collabs of Aiden, like, then he started taking off because he has really innovative content. He does, like, crazy stuff. Like, I've seen some people in the comments just saying like, oh yeah, Kai's not doing any like innovative content. Like, what's he doing? He's just reacting to stuff. Like, dude, this guy's done so much crazy stuff. He like hosted a daycare. He had like, he has professional dancers come in and do stuff. He's always got like guests on the stream. I'd encourage you to check it out. It's a really innovative stream. And just like the way that like the events and the beats are happening, there's so much going on that's packaged into a single broadcast that like, sure, there's like these periods of like React content, but he like has so many like weird events, like slumber parties. He streamed out of a U-Haul at one point. Like he did a prison like scene or something. Like there's all kinds of really unique stuff. Has all kinds of outfits and stuff. He's really a class A entertainer. I just want to point that out because I don't like people like, oh yeah, he's like not innovative or whatever. This is not true. He's like one of the most innovative people in the game. That's why I wrote that. So Twitch doesn't lend to your discovery and it doesn't help people find you. If you're Kai, it does. But if you're like, you know, any of the other broadcasters, it doesn't. So you have to look at what Twitch is offering for a subscription as its prime offering, right? You're getting emotes and you're getting like a few other things. But compare it to something like Patreon, because people ask me, like, how can you compare these two things? It's the same platform. Like, Patreon, by the way, which takes, you know, 8%, right? Versus Twitch, which takes 50%. This is how you look at this, okay? And I'll just copy and paste this because I wrote it out before so that we don't have to take the time to do it. Here's like the math on this, okay? So like, let's say that your channel gets 100 subscribers on Twitch and you get $2.50 from it. But every individual sub is taxed as like ordinary 1099 income. On Patreon, you can actually like set up a business as an S-Corp and then you can tax deduct. You can kind of do this on Twitch too, to some extent. Let's just like ignore this because people are going to argue with that. It's getting really complicated tax stuff. So on Patreon, you get $4.06 per sub. $4.60 per sub. And you get $2.50 on Twitch. So for 100 subs on Twitch, you get $250 a month, but on Patreon, you get $460 a month. So you make $210 on one platform, you make $210 more, right? Or 84%. So let's say on Twitch Prime, and let's say it's like, okay, yeah, sure, like there's some people that are subscribing to you via Twitch Prime. Well, number one, as we talked about, like Twitch doesn't actually do any work for you, right? Like Prime is a benefit of the product offering, but every other subscriber is still at 50%. So you using Twitch has an opportunity cost, right? It has a cost of you using Twitch that you would not otherwise be driving your subscribers to other platforms. Like Twitch doesn't drive subscribers. You do, right? You, the creator, do. The creators drive subscribers. The creator is the person. It's Kai putting in the work to get 100,000 subs. It's not Twitch putting in the work to get 100,000 subs, right? Now, Twitch can encourage subs sometimes through things like September. They can like make it cheaper sometimes. But it's Kai that's driving that. It's Kai that's getting those 100,000 people. So, 100,000 people to sub, right? And the gifted subs, everything like that. So, is Twitch Prime worth 84% more of your revenue? Well, yeah, of course not, right? So, the real question becomes here, like, where should a new streamer live, right? Like, because that's where you're living on a platform, whether that be Twitch or YouTube, your community exists somewhere. And you can only choose one. So, would you choose one that has a 50-50 split, right? Or a 70-30 split. And then let's say you want to start moving people off platform and you get like a 92-8 split. Patreon isn't necessarily the right choice because you can't these splits deserve to be higher to some extent, right? Because Twitch is hosting a platform for you where you can live stream and like it's doing all the encoding, it's doing all the work. Now, likewise with YouTube, YouTube is a much more fair. It's doing the same thing. Right, so like it's much better to compare these two platforms, and like for the purposes of, but just understand that like if your community should live somewhere, it ought live on Patreon, like or like a website that, you, because there's so many other reasons too. Like you can control your audience better, you can offer tiers that are priced the way you want them to be, and you can offer way more incentives and rewards than you can on Twitch, right? So the core product offering on Patreon is just better. But if we're gonna really like compare these two things, we're gonna really do it against these two platforms here, like Twitch and YouTube, right? So some splits on YouTube, like the ad splits, are more aggressive, like where I think it's like 45% to creators. But that's because YouTube is putting in all of the work to get you those ads. Like you would not have those ads if you weren't, like if like there wasn't like the whole $1 billion impossible Google ads thing that's made on top of it, right? So Google in that case, YouTube in that case, deserves to take a higher percent. But Twitch doesn't have anything like that, right? Like Twitch, the 50-50 split for subs is assuming that like Twitch is doing substantial work to drive those subscribers to you. And I would argue that because the discovery is so bad, they are not doing that work. So it makes way more sense for Twitch to be on a 70-30 split, because like even 70-30 is a little bit tough for me. And like I'll grant them that, because I do think Twitch Prime is an additional product offering, but I don't think it, like, it doesn't make sense to me that Twitch is on a 50-50 split and that creators are going into Twitch and they're pulling people away. They're pulling 50% of their revenue away, right? Like, it just doesn't make sense. You do the work to drive those people to Twitch, then Twitch takes 50% of it. It feels bad, right? Because we have to think about what Twitch offers as a platform and how Twitch, like, drives these subs or not. And even with Twitch Prime, it doesn't make any sense. So you could say, well, like, people are saying, like, well, like, people won't become, so Kai won't become successful without Twitch, right? Well, absolutely, he could have. He could have gone on YouTube and had the same success, right? He could have done a collab with Aiden Ross. He could have, like, popped off in the same exact way. And I would argue he would actually be infinitely more successful because his VOD content would be there. He would be on a 70-30 split, so he'd be making a ton more money, $4.2 million, right, versus whatever the number is now. He wouldn't be losing the 1.7. And sure, about 10 to 12% of his subscriptions are through Twitch Prime, but that's going to get made up for by that split, as the previous Patreon math shows, that, like, you can have far less subscribers, but if you're on a higher split, you'll make more money, right? So, like, 100 subs on Patreon are worth so much more than 100 subs on Twitch. And because the split is better on YouTube, 100 subs on YouTube are worth more than 100 subs on Twitch. So whatever money that he makes up on Twitch Prime is, like, you know, it's like 12 or 10% of his total subs. He's going to make more money on YouTube. Most of Kai Sennett's subs right now are gifted subs, right? So he's going to make more money off of that split than the 50-50, okay? So I would argue that, like, he wasn't discovered on Twitch. Like there's a lot of people that said, like, Kai Sennett came up because Twitch enabled him to. Like, the platform enabled him to live stream, but there are other competitors with better splits, right? And then the other argument is, like, well, Twitch splits are fair because in other industries, like, because people zeroed in on this thing where I said, you shouldn't get to take 50% of someone's income just for being a platform. Any other business models say no. She said, no. Like, in a job, right? Because in other industries or in a job, right? You get paid a fraction of your value, right? So, oh, like, splits are fair, like, because, like, it, like, you get paid a fraction of your value in other jobs. Like, that's true, but in a job, you're guaranteed your income, right? Whereas if you click the start streaming button on Twitch, And there's 10,000 people click it, five of them will make minimum wage at the end of the day. That's the real stat, right? You can see, and I published that in Stream Hatchet in one of my previous videos. So it doesn't make sense to me to make this argument that it's like, oh, like, well, like in other industries, like, you're a job or whatever, you're making, like, you're making a percentage of what your, like, actual company is making. Like, what? Like, that's not a reason to, like, take away from splits. So I can't, like, really see a good reason why we should take away from creators and why Twitch should be justified in taking 50% of a person's income, right? Like, that is an absolute crazy number. And so when, like, what I mean by, if they don't change direction, the next streamers rise to the top won't be on Twitch. What's happening is that broadcasters are starting to realize that Twitch's long-term product offering is not in their best interest. Because again, let's talk about the third point, opportunity cost, right? If you're doing something, you could be doing something else, right? So the cost of making your brand on Twitch is a lot of things. One, it's the bet that Twitch is going to be the platform that, like, contributes to your success. And two, it's the bet that the long-term vision of Twitch aligns with, like, making you the most money and, like, making your brand the best it can possibly be. And there's a lot of people apologizing for Twitch despite, like, seeing that the opposite is true. Like, Twitch isn't moving forward in the direction of offering more money to creators. They are literally just monetizing to get themselves out of the terrible hole they're in because they can't figure out their ad system. Right? I have a lot of other videos about this. So, like, someone like Kai, who's making the decision, okay, I'm streaming on Twitch because it's kind of the hot thing. That's where Aiden is. That's where my community is. for every broadcaster, it's like, ooh, like, you know what? I'm going to make a decision to move over to YouTube, or I'm going to make a decision to move over to this place that has a better split. That's like slowly shifting the culture that eventually people will start to realize that the opportunity cost of building a brand on Twitch is not as effective as building a brand somewhere else. And it starts with like a few of the bigger broadcasters making that move. So like that's like your Ludwigs, that's like your Lily Pichus, it's like people getting offered YouTube contracts. And then people say, oh, well, it's just because they're paid. But then you find out that like they're renewing their contracts, they actually don't want to go back to Twitch, or they're dropping their partnership on Twitch and they're multi-streaming, like a Ninja's case. And now they're getting better viewership, where like Ninja, for example, something like 30% of his audience is on TikTok Live while he streams. So his multi-streaming thing is working. I'm going to do another video about that. And it's really interesting. And now all of a sudden the opportunity cost starts to make less sense, right? It starts to not add up, like that you're streaming on Twitch versus streaming on other platforms. So like slowly as you start to realize this and people start to move over, like right now it seems so obvious to stream on Twitch. It's like why would you like stream anywhere else? Well, now it doesn't. Like, actually, if I said that to you a year ago, it would have seemed obvious. Like, yeah, everyone starts on Twitch. But now it's not too obvious, is it? Like, I started making videos about this 3 years ago, right? So, like, nowadays, it's like, oh, yeah, I could stream on Twitch or YouTube. Like, see, that option is there. And that's how the culture shifts. It's very gradual. So, like, when I see changes like this, it worries me, because the opportunity cost for streaming on Twitch and the core product offering are worse than they were yesterday, and are continuing to become worse. They're not just worse, by the way, because of the subsplits. They're also worse because Twitch users are getting tons of ads. They're also worse because it's harder and harder for smaller creators to succeed. There's hate raids. There's gambling. There's tons of like bad stuff on the website. Like the product offering, the core product offering that they take 50% of your income for subscribers, is getting worse. Whereas the core offering on places like YouTube is getting better or staying the same on like places like Facebook, I would argue, right? And so as like this starts to develop, we're starting to see this this kind of like shift in the culture. And I've seen this especially in like the streamer world in the past like 3 to 4 months, like, ooh, I should start diversifying and creating more stuff on YouTube. I should start making more stuff on other places, right? So that's like kind of why I'm worried about the direction of the website. And it's kind of interesting that Twitch would make this decision, because there's like a big factor that people aren't considering that I think is a little bit weird. But before I get to that, you're 22 minutes into a Devin Nash video. If you've made it this far, congratulations. You're part of the Secret Callout Club, which means you got to leave a comment and you got to say, hey, I'm here at 22. I'm still listening. I love these comments most of all. I read all of them. So thank you very much for posting them. Your 22-minute secret club. I've got nothing to advertise, really. Well, that's not true. I'm going to advertise a bunch of shit. I don't know. Like my Patreon, if you want to support these, I just did a 40-minute video today on success. I teach business and marketing over there. $5 gets you access to all those videos. There's over 80 now, and I just make videos there. There's also a bunch of other core product offerings, and you can also give me 92%. Something other than 50% on Twitch, okay? So go check out Patreon if you want. It's patreon.com/Devin Nash. Links in the description down below. You don't have to do it. Don't do it if you don't have the money, absolutely. But just support if you like these videos, okay? Other than that, you can check out Novo. That's my company. But I have nothing to sell you there, because I just, unless you're a brand. If you're a brand, you can talk to us. Yeah, we have something to sell you, okay? That's it. All right. So what is the big thing that people aren't considering about the subscriber thing? And why it's so weird, right? What's the thing I promised you before that call to action? It's really that, like, subscribers aren't even a big revenue driver of Twitch, which is why it, like, confuses me that they're making this change, and, like, kind of makes me think, like, wow, if they're willing to take away from their top creators and make their top creators, like, start to reconsider, like, where to go, like, what else are they willing to do? Like, how much in trouble are they? Because, man, like, subscribers, here's the thing. If you're a company and you have a monthly recurring revenue of $2.50, say, okay, like, you don't want to be in a position where, like, monthly recurring revenue is driving all of your stuff. Because, like, what, like, here's why. If you get into, like, a Netflix situation, like, Netflix is doing great, right? Everybody thought it was an amazing company. It monetizes exclusively through subscriptions. And then what happened? Well, they stopped producing content that was as compelling, and now everybody drops their subscription. Same thing happened to HBO Max. So typically in the business world, recurring revenue should be seen as a like sort of tertiary thing, but it shouldn't be like a primary source of income, right? Like Amazon makes a ton of money off of Amazon Prime, but it's not their main source of revenue. It's their main source of revenue is their shop, Amazon, yeah? So subscribers aren't even a big revenue driver of Twitch because this is something I see a lot of other content creators, they don't really understand, is that they're like, oh, like subs makes Twitch so much money. Like they don't. So like, let's say that Twitch is making $2.50 off of every sub, right? That's only as good as the creators on the platform that are driving it. And there's no, but here's the big thing. There's no way to actually increase that money. So you can't increase that number unless I guess you make an announcement like this and you say, now we're going from $3.50 to $2.50. But look at the shit show that is, right? Like generally speaking, you can't increase the number, the amount of money that like obviously if Twitch came in and said, hey, we're taking $4 now instead of, you know, like everybody would be like, what? Like now you get a dollar for subs, like everybody leave the platform, right? So then you can't really increase the amount of revenue that you get from subscriptions. But you can increase the revenue you get from ads. That's why people are. Well, that's why Twitch is so aggressively driving ads. They're driving ads like crazy because they want to. For an ad, you could sell it for $5. You could also sell it for $50, $500, $1,000. No problem, right? You can sell an ad for whatever people will buy it for. So if they produce more ads, they can make more money. Also, ads scale to numbers of total viewership. You don't need someone to click the subscribe button. If you have 1,000 viewers, maybe 10 of them subscribe. But if you have 1,000 viewers, all of them see an ad except the people that walk or whatever, and they're trying to fix that too. And so is like Google and everybody is trying to get you to see ads. So also, subscribers take away from ads because subscribers can't view ads on the stream they're subscribed to. So that is a revenue loss for Twitch as well. So Twitch is not actually incentivized to encourage people to subscribe or makes a lot of money off of subscription, which makes it all the more strange that they would say this because like now that they're doing this is like really scary and kind of makes me think about Twitch Prime, which like every Twitch apologist like sort of sits on and says like, this is the thing that they do. We've already discussed why Twitch Prime is like not really competitive and isn't enough of a product offering to like really build a brand there. But also like you have to consider Twitch Prime is not necessarily a permanent thing, right? Amazon can revoke that at any time. And there's a really interesting tweet that I saw, which I probably don't have on hand because it's not in my show notes. Oh, it is. It is in my show notes. Cool. And that's from this dude. And he said, the loss driver for Twitch is the free subs that all Prime users get. Sources quote that there are 41 million active Prime subs. That sounds insane. But let's take 20 million as the real number. So I also agree that 41 million seems insane. I can't see how there's 41 million Twitch Prime subs. This doesn't seem right. But Stream Hatchet says it, and Stream Hatchet is really reliable. So I actually like know all those guys, and I'll actually ask them about this. And I'll get an update for you when I make a video. I'm making a video soon about being a Twitch partner. And so then I'll have this in it, and we'll see what the real number is. But yeah, let's say it's 20 million is a real number. So that's just like $50 million a month in cash that Amazon is paying, like $50 million a month, right? Like to a website that's not profitable. So people that are like relying on Twitch Prime and they're like, oh, like Twitch Prime is like this whole thing. Like it's driving like so much revenue. Like we already showed how it's not, like it's only like 9 to 10% of total subs, 15% maximum, right? And that's totally dependent on like what kind of streamer you are. People like Kai have benefited way more from like from things like gifted subs and things like that, which you could also do on like YouTube and stuff like that. So like what like it's kind of crazy to assume that like Twitch Prime is going to be around forever. Like if Twitch doesn't turn around, you understand that Twitch Prime is going to go the way of the dinosaur, right? Amazon is not going to support a product that it costs them $50 million a month that's not making them money. Like Amazon's not stupid. It's the most successful company in the world for a reason because they cut loss leaders. They cut people that are making that are costing them too much, and that's what some of these changes are that you're seeing. So they can't cut ads because if they cut ads, they're doomed. There's no monetization model there. So the logical thing to do is to actually cut subscriptions. That's where you hurt people, right? That's why even though Twitch subscriptions are not a big revenue driver of Twitch, they have to cut their top cases because they're losing money. They're bleeding. Amazon is saying, fix this, and Twitch can't, right? And there's a bunch of reasons why, like, I've done a bunch of, like, podcasts on that you can check out or videos or whatever. But, like, yeah, the ad system is broken. So, like, okay, shoot. Like, we're in trouble, aren't we? Because now we were still bleeding money. What's the next thing to go? And I'd be looking very carefully at Twitch Prime and if I was an Amazon executive right now. Why are we spending $50 million a month on a website that doesn't succeed? Because remember, these, like, people, like, they don't have an incentive to... to support creators, they don't really care about that within their ecosystem. Like, the Amazon ecosystem doesn't make money from creators. It makes money from shops and vendors and such. So they don't have the same incentive as someone like Google that wants, like, Google at all costs is going to support content creators because content creators drive ads, which is the core of their business. But the core of Amazon's business is not ads, it's product. That's a big difference, right? It's one of the reasons why I kind of wish that Twitch was acquired by Google, like, way back in the day, because I think it would have ultimately been a better outcome, even if it was eventually folded into something like YouTube Live. Who knows what would have happened? It's a totally different metaverse that we'd have to travel to. But it's an interesting concept. So thinking about this, like, a lot of people are relying on, like, Prime as, like, this big thing. I don't know, like, how much longer Prime has to stay if Twitch doesn't turn its revenue around. If that doesn't spook a lot of people, it really should. Because once Twitch Prime goes away, that's it, man. Anybody that just stays on Twitch at that point is just a crazy person. And we're going to get some of them, but most people are going to move to YouTube. So that's how Twitch cost Kai $1 million. He basically, they changed his revenue split from 70-30 to 50-50. And they did so for any creator that's above, like, 2,300 subs or something. You just do the math. I have it in my tweeter if you want to go see it. It's somewhere in there. How many subscribers is it? Yeah, it's about 2,380. It's assuming that they're all subscribed in, like, US and Europe. So it's going to be a little bit less for people that are in other categories. So there's a lot of people that are being affected by this revenue change. But moreover, like, my argument is, I think it affects the sort of total of Twitch. It's like, the people that are aspiring, it's more important for, like, the smaller broadcasters that are aspiring. Okay, like, previously you were aspiring for a 70-30 split, and if you're making $100,000 a year in subscription revenue, now, like, to see these top creators, like, lose hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars from this change, should be a red flag to, like, do you want to, like, sort of plant your brand here for the next, like, several years with how Twitch is moving? And that's what gets me worried. By the way, like, just as a side note, I don't hate Twitch at all. I love Twitch, right? Like, Twitch, like, built, like, most of my brand. That's, like, twitch.tv/DevinNash that I used to stream on. And I've moved to YouTube since. It's been way better. But, like, so much of my life has happened on Twitch and been as a result of Twitch that, like, I just really want the platform to succeed. It really upsets me that it's not succeeding. And I hope that these reasons are enough to convince you that you should jump on the train of getting Twitch to offer a 70-30 split. Now, given their financial situation, I don't know how the hell you do it, right? That's the one thing I'm hoping nobody notices in this video. It's like, and you're like, okay, Devin, you're the CEO of Twitch. How do you give people a 70-30 split? I don't know. I have no idea how to fix that problem because Twitch is bleeding so much money. But it's just not fair. Like, it's not a fair situation for creators to live on the platform while Twitch takes 50% of their income. They're not doing enough work to justify that. That's not cool. That's not how business works, right? Like, they're not offering you a salary. They're not driving a ton of people to your stream. They're not, like, meaningfully contributing to 50% of your business. And that's why I said in that tweet, like, it's not, like, man, if anybody came into my business and was like, hey, give me 50% equity, or it's not equity because it's a little bit different. Give me 50% of your revenue, right? And in exchange, I'll keep the lights on and pay your rent. Like, nobody would take that deal. That'd be insane, right? Like, obviously, I'll pay my own rent. It's going to be a fraction of the cost of what I end up making. Like, you know, if I spend, like, $5,000 a month for my office or whatever, or even $50,000 a month, a multi-million-dollar business, you see that scale versus, like, if I had to give 50% of, like 50% of what I earn back to the place that I rent from, it doesn't make any sense, right? And again, like, and that's, like, it's an even worse offering because a lot of times the landlord or whatever is driving people for you, so you're just paying rent. And I don't know, it's so crazy when you look at it in, like, the normal business world. Anybody that's, like, in the business world that looks at this is like, why are you giving a 50% of your revenue? What are they giving you? And, like, what is the product offering that they're giving you for that? It's not nearly fair. So I really hope everybody jumps on this train of the 70-30 split, because it's not just Kai that's being affected, but, like, and it doesn't matter that he's just like he's rich anyway. Like, that's such a stupid argument, right? Like, he deserves to be rewarded for what he's doing, right? Every creative deserves to be rewarded for what they're doing. So jump on the train of giving a 70-30 split, and I guess we'll figure out how they can actually do that later. Anyway, that's me. I'm signing off. That's the video. Leave a comment with what you think and let me know. Thanks. Bye.